This is a story about how one of our volunteers engaged with one of our clients who has delirium tremors, otherwise known as the shakes, in providing a way for her to engage in the local community and go out for a cup of coffee.
This coffee cup has a title, and it's tea, not too hot, 3/4 filled with the lid closed tight. This coffee cup and these words are how one woman overcame her fear of showing her symptoms of alcohol withdrawal or alcohol intoxication and her struggle with alcohol throughout her life and how that was a barrier to her enjoying something as simple as going out for a coffee. When we met with this woman, she was overjoyed with the relationship that she had struck up with her volunteer. Her volunteer was young, energetic, happy, bouncy, bubbly, and had lots of stories to share with her. And as the woman never got out, she was always marvelled to hear about the things that were going on in the town, like the festival or specific marches that were going on. And this volunteer became almost like a newspaper, a local newspaper for the person that she was visiting. And she also worked in coffee shops, the volunteer. And so this was something she was hugely familiar with and was constantly asking the lady, please come out for a coffee with me. And it wasn't until 6 months, maybe 7 months in, that the lady explained that the way her hands shake is the major barrier for her going out for a coffee, because she becomes anxious that people will notice. She doesn't know whether she can take the cup of coffee from the person at the till and has to walk over to the table. She can't walk with the coffee cup in her hand if it's given to her on a saucer. If she is given a cup of coffee on a saucer in a ceramic mug, she just simply has to walk back out and then can't visit the coffee shop again because she feels like she has been rude and she is unable to explain to them the embarrassment that she feels with her hands shaking so much. So when she met with the volunteer and the volunteer heard this story, she said, just say tea, not too hot, 3/4 filled and the lid closed tight. And that is in fact what they done. They went out for a coffee and asked for it in a takeaway cup with these 3 instructions, which to us, we have often 9-10 different things we maybe would say if we were in Starbucks or one of the other coffee shops. And to this woman, this was a very different way of engaging in buying a simple cup of coffee from her local coffee shop. So they went out, she asked for tea in the takeaway cup, which prevented it from spilling. It wasn't too hot to burn her, and she just needed to ask for something the way that she liked it. And since then, she has been going out for a coffee, even often on her own, to the same coffee shop. She sticks to the same coffee shop, and she's even told the people who run the coffee shop this story. And so she is one of their favoured regulars. Upon hearing about this story, they gave her one of their standard takeaway travel coffee cups. So now she comes into the coffee shop with her own cup and hands it over, and she can now take a coffee and get on the public transport. And that is the next hurdle that lady is taking on board with her volunteer.